This is The State of Things, and we are live from Triad Stage in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. Well, a new initiative right here in Greensboro hopes to help renters become homeowners. City planners set a goal of converting 100 renters to homeowners by the end of the year. City is putting money on the table to make that happen, offering to assist with the down payment through a $10,000 loan that's gradually forgiven. The result? City shattered that goal of 100 home purchases, set the bar higher, and as of last month, more than 200 low-income families stopped renting and bought homes in Greensboro. Plans a partnership with a nonprofit called Housing Consultants Group, and here to tell us more about the initiative is Robin Morgan. She's the Director of Operations at Housing Consultants Group. Robin, welcome to the State of Things. But tell us more about this initiative. I understand there's a connection in some ways, although the idea had been in the works, with the tornado that ran through particularly East Greensboro.
You're correct. It kind of goes hand in hand. When the tornado did go through East Greensboro and we started working with the people who lived in there, we realized that they were paying $800 to $50 to $900 a month rent. And some of them, as we talked to them, we figured out they were ready to purchase a home. And so we, you know, done some investigation, knew that the city had this program, and kind of sit down and talked with them and put this plan into action.
Well, so let's talk about the program. What was that?
The Greensboro Down Payment Assistance was initially for 60% or below median income, to assist them with down payment and closing cost. A lot of them can pay the house payment, can do that by regular work, but they were not able to save to do that down payment and closing cost, which can run from about $2,500 to $4,000 for closing cost, and not to mention, you know, whatever 5% of your down payment. So we have seen success with these people coming in, and those that even aren't creditworthy yet. The eagerness to go into classes that we have to get credit worthy, the desire for home ownership in East Greensboro is strong.
I want to hear about those classes and the way that we bring people up to, you know, the standard, a credit worthy standard, as you say, because that's a very important part of this. But talk about the value of this. Why are we encouraging people to move from renting to owning?
Well, home ownership is not for everybody. Let's just, you know, go ahead and get that straight. Home ownership in communities brings community pride. Communities thrive. They do better. Children who are in a home are more stable and tend to perform better in school. Home ownership, those homeowners see vision from their leaders to see where they want to take the community and the city. And I think for East Greensboro, it just kind of makes it on a more even plane than the other parts of the city.
And it's a key component in wealth building. You're talking about
Absolutely.
People who are already putting out $900 a month, $1,200 a month. They've got it. If you're renting, none of that comes back. If you're owning, that comes back plus
Absolutely.
Whatever the percentage. That's the difference between income and wealth.
Right. And with the down payment assistance, after 5 years, you've got $10,000 of equity in your home. And it is a forgivable loan, 20% a year for 5 years. If you buy in a redevelopment, there are specific areas that are designated as redevelopment areas. You can get up to $15,000 down payment assistance. And those are in the east side of Greensboro. And there are a lot of homes that are available there. The one caveat there is that you can have owned a home in the last 3 years if you purchase in the redevelopment areas, but if you're using the $10,000, you have to be a first-time
home buyer. And talk a little bit about this rule or the caveat that you have to stay in the home for 5 years.
You don't do want have to stay for 5 years. It has to be your primary residence. You have to live there and, you know, take care of business, pay your bills, and pay your mortgage for 5 years. After the end of 5 years, the loan goes away. You know, we talk to people all the time, and they go, oh, you know, $10,000, and I said, you know, 5 years, it's free money, it goes away.
Yeah.
Most homeowners, first-time homeowners, stay in their home 5 to 10 years, and so why not? That's what it's there for, is to get you in the home.
And of course, we know the difference. I mean, the city of Greensboro has already taken on this initiative to you know, about absent, in some cases, absentee landlords. Mm-hmm. We know what happens when people who own property don't live in it, mm-hmm. and the difference it right. makes to have homeowners in that neighborhood mm-hmm. owning the property. Property values go mm-hmm. up. Tax receipts go up. All of that kind of thing. So it's a big benefit to the city. The city gets it back. Talk about the taking the chance part of it now and the classes that people are asked to take to qualify for this.
So if you call in and you're talking to us about the down payment assistance program, if you have a credit score of a 585 or below, we enroll you in our money boot camp. That's 5 weeks. You kind of get a taste of what a budget is and how to, you know, craft your budget. Some people catch on in 5 weeks and they go on. After the 5 week, if you want to go a step further, we have an individual development account, which we call an IDA. Sometimes we have matching money, sometimes we do not. It just depends on you know, funders that we have. But it's a 6 to 12 month process. They come once a month. They get a success coach. So they come once a month for a class, and then 2 weeks later the success coach calls them to see how they're doing with their budget. See if there's had any hills or valleys, you know, fall off the wagon, so to speak, and we help them get back on and get on track. You know, it's okay to start over. That's yeah. what we tell them. It's okay to start over. We've had a lot of success. In the last 2 years, we've had 88 people in our IDA classes, and 52 have gone on to be homeowners.
Wow. And of course, you know, I mean, I think about when growing up in my house, right, we had the envelopes that my dad would, you know, you'd break up the check and there'd be the mortgage and the miscellaneous and all those envelopes. But it never occurred to me that I knew they were paying a mortgage, but it didn't come home to me what that meant until they sold their home, mm-hmm. right? So I'm learning as their child, as the child of a homeowner, now what that meant mm-hmm. to be putting that money into the house mm-hmm. and having them tell me what they paid for the house and what they're getting for the house. So I've learned a great deal mm-hmm. going forward, and I understand pretty quickly as a second generation, mm-hmm. right, potential homeowner, right. Well, what the value of that is.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And I've grown up in that house. So talk a little bit about this. Also, who is eligible for these and is applying for these, because there's quite a diversity, and student loans play an important part in this,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, they do. So you have to be a first-time home buyer. We like to see a credit score of at least a 640, but sometimes we work with lenders because sometimes they approve at a little less than that. You have to have liquidable assets of less than $20,000, and pretty much approved by a lender and have a contract on a home, and you're good to go. What we've seen, though, is in the classes that we are people who are coming in and taking our classes, student loan debt is a big obstacle. It ranges anywhere. We've seen it from $38,000, which is about the average, but we've seen it as high as $75,000. And so their debt ratio to income is just shot with that. And so we've kind of developed a way to take that loan debt if it's deferred, and we have a percentage that we can lower that debt ratio to help them get into a home.
But it sounds like, and I know that you're not at that point yet, this is a great demonstration. You've already doubled your goals, and it's rising, but you're still in your infancy in some ways. But it does seem like there could be a public policy connection here. Anything to speak to student loans or to incentivize these kind of programs, it seems to me, would be helpful beyond what the city is doing.
I agree with that. We were just having the conversation. It would be nice if somebody, the public, government, federal government, could tie in to if a student or college graduate bought their first home and stayed in it for 5 years, maybe could reduce that loan mm-hmm. amount or pay off that loan amount. But I think we're moving closer to that. I think it will be a while before we get there. But that is certainly something that we talk about quite often.
What is the interest? Have other communities, now that you've had this level of success this early on, are they coming to you and asking for advice?
We've seen a lot of communities and cities outside the Triad. We've talked to a lot, done a lot of radio, a lot of TV, a lot of newspaper, a lot of magazines. City of High Point has a down payment assistance program. It's not quite as lucrative as Greensboro, but they do have one, and it's very successful. Charlotte now has one. They are very successful with that. And just learning that Durham is thinking about maybe doing something like that. So I think it's something that all community development departments around our state or in our area should take a look at to be able to help their citizens.
Robin Morgan is Director of Operations at Housing Consultants Group. Robin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the project at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, hardcore punk and black power politics on display in a documentary directed by a North Carolina native. But first, the music of House of Dues. This song is called Addicted, and we'll listen to that. But first, I have to tell you, you're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us. Meanwhile, House of Dues.
The last time I heard over you, evil woman, bad things that you do, but I love you more. Loving you is just insane. I'll keep loving you, baby, 'cause I'm addicted to the pain. Sweet loving girl, right from the start. Faster than a fighting girl, done broke us apart. But I love you more. There's no one but me to blame. I'll keep loving you, baby, 'cause I'm addicted to the pain. I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
But I love you more. I'm addicted. I'll keep loving you, baby.